This is Phoenix FM.
Now, as per usual this morning, I was sitting in the studio, all lovely and warm, and just happened to look up and saw my guest standing outside freezing cold. And I do it every time because we don't have a doorbell here at Phoenix FM. So thank you very much for Jane Chinnery joining us from the Sparkle Dance and Fitness. Hello, Jane.
Hi there, good morning.
Lovely to meet you. Sorry about earlier. I sort of thought that's Jane, because I saw you on the video this morning on the website. We'll talk a bit more about that in a minute.
Oh, yes.
Now, Sparkle Dance and Fitness are going to be at the Brentwood Lighting Up this year, which is on the 30th. It's going to be amazing. We've got a massive stage on the High Street of Brentwood, and then there's another stage down on Crown Street as well. It's going to have loads of acts spread over the two stages, loads of stalls down there, so make sure you get down there on the 30th. Tell us all about Sparkle Dance and Fitness and how you set the company up, how you set it up.
Okay, we are a local business. We've got schools, dance schools in Doddinghurst, Shenfield and Chelmsford. It's been running for 4.5 years now. It's my business. I run all the classes, do all the admin behind it, and have a couple of people now that I've taken on to help me and support me with that. But yes, we're a fairly new business, 4.5 years now, and we've got 150 children in total.
Wow.
Across all the classes during the week, with lots of them doing several classes a week now, which is great. Yes, but it's something I always wanted to do, and finally 4 years ago set it up, and we've gone from there really.
And are you a dancer? Did you start in a dance background? Did you start when you were young? Or
yes, yeah, I danced as a child.
You are very young now, by the way. She's only about 22. She's very young now.
Oh, no, I'm in my 30s now.
Well, you're not very much. I have to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, she's actually really, really young. That's very lucky.
Oh,
things
thank
could
you.
Be worse. That's
made my morning.
So, did you start at sort of stage school, or did you start tap?
Yes, I did dance as a child, yeah. In a school in Romford. I grew up in Romford. Yes, and then sort of left there at 18, got a real job, yeah. As a lot of people tell me. I got a real job, went to work up in Oxford Street, and always then just taught as a sideline, really, and then eventually was brave enough to say, OK, I'm going to do it as my full-time career. Now, so yeah, it took a while though, because it, you know, had to build up the, you know, the investment behind it and the yeah. confidence to go out there on your own, which is a bit scary, but I'm used to it now. I love it.
Excellent. Now, we dance, when I was looking at the website, you've got a great website, we'll give it the details out in a while, but you do tap, ballet to street dance, because you forget, you see, when you see dancing, you sometimes think of possibly ballroom, because we get inundated with kind of Strictly
yes.
Come Dancing, but there's loads of different styles, isn't there, for the kids, and also the age group as well you teach.
Yes, yeah, I mean, street dance is our most popular, because it's got hugely popular because of all the TV programs you watch, like Diversity and Britain's Got Talent, and yeah. all of that has made it really, really popular. So yeah, that's definitely our top class. We also do musical theatre, which again is really popular, but we do all the sort of classics, tap and ballet as well. They learn to sing, they do a bit of drama in musical theatre, so we try and give them a whole range of different classes. But yeah, we take them from two. I'm also trained as a fitness instructor,
yeah.
so I do more of a fitness activity dance-based class, which is a sort of mixture of everything, so that between the ages of 2 and 4 they get to experience different styles, different types of movement, really, to music. So when they get to school age, they can then choose which class suits them, really.
Is it getting kids more active? Because I think back
yes.
when I was at school, I mean, I was a little swine, but to do anything, because I had a bad back and I was absolutely hopeless. But the thing was, it was different because we didn't really have like computers and all the rest of it, whereas now
yes.
kids are more sort of, they're more kind of couch potato-y, really.
Yes.
Even young children are sat there with like iPads,
video games,
so it's
and
getting
yeah,
them out
exactly.
and actually interacting with other children
yeah.
as well.
That I feel very strongly about that. And Sparkle, I chose to not set it up as a sort of official stage school. We really wanted to have that sort of sense of community and social aspect to it, rather than it being a very, very strict, disciplined stage school approach. So we still teach them at the same standard as they was get at that type of school, but we really feel strongly that we like, you know, them to make friends. We want it to be social. We have social events as well as, you know, performing at things like the Light Up event. So we
yeah.
try and get, you know, a bit of everything really in there.
Now, you do boys' classes as well, just for boys.
Oh, yes. My favourite part of the week.
So what do they do? What sort of dance do?
They do street dance,
yep.
yeah. We have a couple of boys that come to tap. And they tend to be really good. If boys come to tap, they tend to be amazing. Yeah. Just got that kind of rhythm for it. But yes, our boys only classes, so there's no girls allowed. It's just boys, and they do street dance. It's a much more athletic class than the girls. They love doing all the break dancing and all the tricks and everything. They've got no fear, shall we say. It's a very energetic class, and we take boys from school age, so 4 or 5 years old, and we've got up to 12 or 13 years old, so a whole mixture of ages in there.
I'd let you know what, I'd love to be able to tap dance. I can tap, because it's not one leg. I don't know if this is true. One leg, if I'm in the kitchen, this sounds awful, a shameful life I live, I'd like tap with my right foot, and I'm going, you've got it, you could definitely be on stage. It's my left foot, I sort of do that with it. It just doesn't work.
We need to get them working together, don't we?
You go, your right foot is wonderful, your left foot, we don't want it in our classes, really.
Mind you say, you have to come to my adult tap, we're launching adult tap in January.
I'd love to, I definitely would. It's what I've always wanted to do, to learn how to tap dance.
Oh, well, we'll be getting you down there then, little free trial class for you.
Just the one leg. You're admiring the right leg, I can tell you. With the children, obviously getting them together and getting them out of the house and doing some exercise, which is great, especially for boys as well, because boys need to sort of release that energy.
Yes.
Do you think it gives them a lot more confidence when they come along to...
Oh, absolutely.
Have you had any sort of like quite shy children that have kind of burst into, you know, song and sort of, you know...
Yeah, over the years, I taught previously for other schools as well, and I always sort of picked up on that, even as a teenager and I was teaching. And I just thought, crikey, that little girl, you know, she doesn't say boo to a goose, but you put her in a dance class and suddenly she comes alive. And I've seen that definitely over the years. We've had children that joined us when we first opened that are now at the light up event. We've got a little girl singing a solo that, you know, we never would have dreamt in a million years that she'd have the confidence to do that. We have lots of children that join us that perhaps haven't got the confidence to get up in front of a group. And I feel strongly that I know that that's going to then be a transferable skill, that as they get older, a lot of our teenagers now, I say to them, you know, the confidence that you have now getting up and perhaps assisting in a younger class, you can now have the confidence to get up, you know, and maybe talk in front of your class at school, or as they get older, that then can be transferred onto, you know, working in the, you know, in the big wide world out there. So yeah, it's important that it's not just the performing side of it, it's everything that comes with that. Yeah, we feel strongly about that.
Now, Brentwood Lighting Up, as I said, it's going to be brilliant. It's the 30th. I said 30th of December the other day. Don't turn up then, because it'll be finished. It's the 30th of November on the High Street. You've got two main stages, one on the High Street, one on Crown Street as well. So tell us, what time are you on stage? And tell us a little bit about what you're doing as well.
Okay, I'll give you a sneaky peek. We're on at 2:20, and we've got a 15-minute slot. So we're showing a sort of a pick and mix, really, of all our different styles that we do. So the boys will be up there, their first performance on their own. We've got a little expert from Matilda, we've got a tap routine, so we've got kind of a bit of everything to show what we can do, really. So the kids are all really excited. We've got over 30 of them performing on the day.
Oh, wow.
So excellent. Yes, we'll squeeze them onto the stage area.
Will you be dancing as well?
No, I'll be directing.
I would be out of the way. Kids, if that was me, don't let me join your club, but kids, out of the way, the star is coming through. With a tapping on her right foot only. Just a quick hop.
Oh, well, I might have to get you up on the stage on Saturday.
No, please, the children.
Just the right leg.
Yeah, just that one leg from behind the curtain. Now, if people want to get the children involved, is it what's the sort of pricing, just to give people an idea if they wanted to come along?
Again, we like it to be, you know, open to as many children as possible. So we try to keep it affordable, try and make it a community-based business rather than something that's, you know, too expensive. So we always offer a free trial class, so any child can come along, see if they like it before mum has to fork out.
Yeah.
So it's £4 a class. Whatever class you do is never more than £4. And we ask for our payments just a half term at a time rather than a full term. So again, it just tries to keep it affordable for people. And again, the free trial, that means that applies to any class they want to do. So if a child has been coming to street dance for a year, but they want to try ballet, they can have a little trial before they sign up for it.
Yeah.
But yes, anyone can drop me an email or give me a call, and, you know, I can chat through what classes would be best for their child.
Tell us the website, because I did write it down and then I've lost it again. No, I haven't. All the W's, sparkledanceandfitness.com.
Oh, see.
See, there we go. Organised. I just had to move the screen down just ever so little. So that's all the W's, sparkledanceandfitness.com, and that will be up on the website a little bit later as well. So you're going to be on stage from 2:20.
Yes, 2:20.
On the 30th, with 30 children, doing street dance, tap, and a little bit of Matilda as well.
Yes, yes, we're doing a bit of everything. And we will be raising money on the day for SNAP charity, so yeah. We'll have a few of the mums with their buckets. So please give generously. But we feel I'm involved personally with SNAP for my son.
Yep.
And we have several of our parents that have children that have benefited from the services that SNAP provide.
Just tell everybody a little bit, because SNAP have been in before, but just tell everybody out there who SNAP are and what services
they provide. Yes, yeah. So they're a Brentwood-based charity. SNAP stands for Special Needs and Parents.
Yep.
So they're a brilliant charity that support anyone with a child locally that has special needs, additional needs, disabilities. They're a fantastic team of people, and I cannot tell you how amazing they are. And yes, we just wanted to be able to raise some money for them, so we thought the light up event would be a perfect opportunity to do that. Yes, but they've got a brilliant website, snapcharity.org, and they support locally all sorts of people and have helped families. They've been around in Brentwood for 20 years now, so I'm sure a lot of local people will have heard of them.
Yeah, definitely. So if you want to come along on the 30th, don't forget, I think it did kick off about 12. I think the main stage is from 12, but I think the market is open before that. But it's going to be absolutely chock-a-block. And also, I have to tell you, for the children, because Santa Claus, he's arranged, he's going to be in the sugar hut. I don't know what he's doing. I don't know if he's doing it. Well, I was a bit disturbed when I heard that. But for the children out there, he will be in the sugar hut, which is on Towie. He'll be in the little courtyard bit. So if they want to pop in and see him before they go on stage, he'll be there.
Oh, wow. Well, I've never heard that before.
Yeah, there we go. Well, I thought
Santa at the Sugar Hut.
Yeah, I know. Well, he gets around everywhere. It must be that Joey Essex. I don't know, but that's where he's going to be. If they want to pop in and see him, they can have a go on the
brilliant
on his sleigh. He's going to be sat there.
Oh, fantastic.
Probably a couple of brandies, I don't know. Let's not worry about it. Thanks for coming in. Love to meet you, Jane. And it's
thank all
the W's, sparkleanddancefitness.com. We'll put up all the details at the end, and good luck for the 30th.
Thank you very much.
And do you want to say hello to all the children, because they will be listening to this?
Yes, hello. Lots of sparkly waves from Jane.
And don't forget, there'll be 30 of them on the stage on the day, so it'll be, if you're lucky, if you'll get towards the stage, because the parents will all be there, won't they?
Oh, yes,
so,
yeah. They'll all be watching.
Definitely. Right, thank you for coming in. As I said, all the W's, sparkledanceandfitness.com. Right, 10:43, here is Noah.